And welcome back.
Yeah, Voces de la Frontera. Good to see them at the Capitol. And I went because I knew they were going, but I think I was going to go anyway because of the Joint Finance Committee. But I didn't go inside. I didn't have to. They were in there, and when they stripped the thing out of the budget, they just kind of like got kicked out. But I had fun with the police because, you know, they love seeing me, right?
Well, you're a good cat.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was wearing my Justice for Jacob t-shirt for Jacob Blake in Kenosha. And I'm like, hey, you like my t-shirt? And it's got a bunch of fists on it and Justice for Jacob. And they're like, yeah. And I go, hey, look at the back. And it's got like 7 bullet holes in it. And then their demeanor changed a little bit. But they do know me for the most part, right? So they understood what I was, the context of.
Sure.
I mean, you guys didn't do it, right? Why? Don't get mad, hey? You know, I don't have a gun, man, for a reason. I did, you know, there was a state boy there, too, that outside. And I was joking with one that I'm with, a Capitol Police officer that I'm friends with. And they know my sense of humor. So I was really going deep. This guy was like, the state of Madison. Really, dude? Those state boys from up north that they have come down to the Capitol, and they're like, they really think Madison is different than it is. It's not as liberal. And I told him, hey, man, I don't have a gun because I'm afraid I might get angry and use it. Then he looked at me, and I'm like, what, man? You know, turned around, showed him my t-shirt on the back. Then I kind of got out of there, but... You know, it's all about pushing it for change because you can't, I've said from the beginning, it's all about, forget about me getting out of my comfort zone. You can see that I'm fairly comfortable being out of the sanity zone. It's all about pushing other people out of their comfort zones. That's the only way we can get change in this country. I mean, you know, Paul asked, what do you do? I don't know. I don't know why more people don't show up. I was kind of surprised, you know, and they knew that the budget hearing, and I'm assuming they knew Voces was coming for, you know, that part of the budget. They probably knew about that. But there were a lot of cops there for no action at all, except me, you know. And I was howling up on the first floor, and some of the lobbyists that had been there for years started laughing. I go, hey, you think it's funny? Yeah, and they were just scurried away looking scared and everything. Yes, the crazy guy's back. And I, you know, the police were like, hey, man, you look pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm feeling good. So I got some energy left. I'm going to use it on this. I'm having a great time. Life is just the day that you have right in front of you. And, you know, I've been struggling. You know, this COVID stuff, I can see why people have had all kinds of PTSD and stress issues with what's going on, right? I haven't seen family, friends for a long time. But I still think that a lot of people are just being too casual about COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the nutty Republicans, right? Just out there, you don't need to do it. What are you worried about it for?
It'd be nice to, you know, have them take us a quick trip to India for a quick minute, you know, for a little reality check. It's just
so
crazy.
Sad, isn't
it's crazy.
It?
Yeah.
So sad watching all these people losing their family members. And let's face it, you know, India is one of the most impoverished countries. I think they're number one. And they're also like the most concentrated population-wise. And what they're going through right now is, you know, they talk about, it's like a genocide almost. You know, this disease is wiping people out, especially there. Now it's crossed borders. I heard that some of the other countries were getting the India version of COVID. It's not looking good.
Yeah. It's a scary situation. And I don't understand. I think Pizza Box, to be honest, it's just what all this demonstrates is, to a certain extent, a number of people's ignorance and arrogance of people in this country. It's like, this is not just happening here. This is all around the world. When are you going to wake up? I mean, the people that are still somehow denying the seriousness of this, come on, what more do you have to see? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's willful ignorance. And I guess if you believe in, you know, the future, in the King James Bible, after Jesus arrives, I guess we were told this was going to happen. It's kind of funny if you ever delve into it, you know, you're like, well, even if they rewrote this just a couple hundred years ago, And I found some Bibles at like auctions and stuff from 1400s, 1500s, different languages. I couldn't read them, you know, but even like Swiss. And so I'm like, well, this is, you know, how would they know 200 years ago that we were going to be this stupid? And I basically, they describe it. It almost seems like it's happening, but I don't go to church. And I don't live my life, you know, in fear of that stuff. But, hey, you know, I'm kind of hoping it is real because I got a place, man. Me and the cats, you know. Romney can have his planet. I'll be on the cat planet. There'll probably be other people there. I don't want my own planet. I want other people there with me, right?
We have about 2 minutes to break, but I just wanted to bring that up, too. You just mentioned it, you know, what COVID has been like. And the isolation, I think, is really a big factor for a lot of people. It's like most of us left alone with our own thoughts all the time, not always the greatest thing, right? I mean, that can do some damage to you, you know?
I've been lucky. If it wasn't for my son's family moving up here, and I think the same for my mom, too, because she's more social than I am. I mean, when you're in your senior years, that's what life's supposed to all be about, is hanging out with your friends that are still alive. It's not funny, but I mean, hey, I turn 60 next week.
Hey.
It'll be even funnier then.
60. The big 6-0. Look at you. You wear it well, man.
I don't understand that either. I don't deserve it. I actually, you know, the hyperactivity probably gives me a little bit more exercise than.
Yeah, it keeps your metabolism up. Yeah. You're burning up all the bad stuff.
And even after I've slowed down over the last few years, I'm starting to pick it up again. I mean, I'm feeling good about the Capitol being open, man. I'm going to start bringing pizza boxes back in, especially Robin Voss. I'm going to talk to some people, see if I can get some blank pizza boxes so I can start. Because Ian's doesn't make the kind they made before. And I'd really like those. They really look good. Those were the revolutionary boxes. And I've got some that are still good today, right? 10 years, 10 years later, man. 2021. The signs I was making in 11 and 12 are good today. These birth pangs in Wisconsin are just getting closer and closer together. And they really, when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that great budget that Evers had by going all around the state and listening to people. And ignoring the GOP's negativity and just going straight to the people, into their districts. They told them what they liked, and guess what happened?